Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. I'm Alice Fraser, the Alice Fraser from this dimension. Yes, the one you're listening in now, not the Alice Fraser who hosts this podcast in the other dimension. As I do weekly, I'm bringing you the roundup of Last Post episodes that came into my inbox this week, and which I have the pleasure of sharing with you daily. While the Alice Fraser in the other dimension is taking a step back from the ravening space plague that is the 24-hour news cycle to revel in the quiet convent planet that is the weekend magazine, I'm bringing you a best of this week's episodes of The Last Post, satirical coverage of news from another dimension, in case you missed how great they were. Today's episode marks the 1st of August of the year 2020 and features a selection of highlights from this week's news as covered by The Last Post. Beginning the week on Monday the 27th of July on episode 209, space lawyer Anubhav Pal reported in from Mars as his spaceship undergoes repairs to enlighten us about the current climate surrounding misleading information news with some brilliant work from Alice Fraser.
Well, Alice, as you know, I'm the only person on Mars who has a subscription to Indian news channels. I've got a special deal with my Mars cable provider, MTH. And they are providing me with Indian news. And in misleading information, or perhaps useful information, depends on how earthlings see it, an Indian company led by a yoga guru has launched a medicine called Coronil. And the advertisement is, if you take two of these pills and do the yoga teacher's yoga poses, you will have nil corona. Therefore, Coronil. Get it?
I get it. I don't want to get it.
It's a highly successful product, and you have to take it with half a glass of water. And in combination, you will have nil corona. And the Indian Health Ministry responded to this with immediate orders of arrest, which I think is really unfair. Because I'd like to just take a pill called Coronil and then say, you know, you have corona, I have coronel. I think that is a good use of the English language in the right bastardized way.
No, it's not.
After the empire left it behind. So I think it's many good things coming together. The English language mutating, the coronavirus vaccine mutating into a pill and some yoga poses. This is being treated as misinformation, lies, but I'm hopeful for coronel on earthlings.
Episode 210 on Tuesday the 28th of July featured this week's dose from our top conspiracy theorist, Tom Ballard. This episode informed us on the latest in global weather news and featured some jaw-dropping revelations and some scintillating contributions from Alice Fraser.
Huge and shocking weather news, Alice. People are reeling. Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
After news emerged over the last week, after this explosive undercover investigation by the New York Times revealing that multiple weather monitoring organizations from around the world, from Australia's Bureau of Meteorology to NASA, have been manipulating weather data for decades in order to make it more boring. Basically, the virgins at these weather bodies have been holding us back from the truth about our weather systems, that they're f***ing cool and they're seriously f***ing shit up on a regular basis like a badass no-shit motherfucker. England's weather, for example, has long been considered miserable and dull, associated with words like drizzle, overcast, and grandma. In actual fact, the skies over Britain regularly unleash columns of fire tornadoes, spiky hailstorms, and gusts of winds capable of ripping off the skin of a large bulldog. Do we see that on the news? No, Alice, we don't. Why? Because the weather denialists refuse to inform the public about how interesting and dynamic natural weather systems actually are. The weather men and women you see on television would much rather do their wacky crosses with their lame jokes and boring conservative predictions rather than tell us that Mother Nature is a badass bitch who's pissed off, she's coming for your roof, and this time it's f***ing personal.
With the news on Irish national heroes, which came in on Wednesday the 29th of July on the episode 211, it was Alison Spittle, the famous flapjack lumberjack, reporting on her home country, and some salient insights from Alice Fraser.
So, Irish national heroes, there was an election there just recently, and for the first time ever, we're having a rotating Irish national hero. So, we're having a national hero for half the year, and then a different Irish national hero for the rest of the year. Just like cancel culture, we're going to milkshake duck our own national heroes. We'll love them for 6 months and then get sick of them. Like Jennifer Lawrence. Everybody loved her at one point and then got angry at her for peeing on a brick. And it wasn't because of cultural insensitivity. It was because she was in everything at the time and people were just mad at her. Well, at that too. So in response to concerns about erasure of history from statue removal, Ireland has decided to bring back all of the destroyed and removed statues of Queen Elizabeth and Admiral Nelson. Now, they were taken down when Ireland became a republic, but we're bringing them back just so we remember the history. So Nelson was quite badly destroyed in a bombing, so they've just balanced all the chunks together and they're just teetering dangerously over a shopping centre in Ireland where history will rain down upon us. We've decided to go even further as well. They've placed the statue of Oliver Cromwell standing outside of everybody's front door in Ireland so they never forget what he did. Truly is a beautiful way of showing history there.
And Charlie George, the disgraced yoga instructress, came in on episode 212, which happened on Thursday the 20th of July, giving us the latest on global greetings news for the post-COVID future, with some memorable lols from the delightful Alice Fraser.
Well, the global greetings news is, if touching elbows is the new handshake, what is the new kiss on the cheek? The lick of the eyeballs, the double wink. So everybody is currently questioning, how will we play wink murder free from confusion? How will we rub noses safely? I hear you cry. So currently a global council is forming to decide what new greetings will be in the wake of the pandemic. So will raising eyebrows be the new silent hairy Morse code? Essentially, what we're searching for is ways to show affection and greet in the alternate universe. Sticking out your tongue to show you don't carry disease has been something that's been mentioned, but you may risk spreading disease by doing so. There are considerations for the air kiss, and we've got some researchers working on how to make out effectively with 2 meters of air.
Anubhav Pal, space lawyer and intergalactic traveller extraordinaire, came in again on episode 213, marking Friday the 31st of July, with some fascinating news regarding the craze that has swept the galaxy in the form of Netflix's new show, Indian Matchmaking, which is also happening in our dimension, as Anubhav explains why this show has been such a hit for extraterrestrials due to their value system being rooted in ancient Indian philosophy. Wow, mind-blowing stuff there, and some brilliant wit, as usual, from the razor-sharp Fraser.
So this show has driven most of the universe, other than the Earth, crazy, and India. So a billion people and everything in space are going crazy about it. The rest of the world believes in love. We're not interested in those people. Go to hell. Now, Indians are big into matchmaking. Indian Matchmaking is a craze on Netflix. The basic thing is, the show is about a matchmaker who brings together young Indian couples from around the world. And I specifically want to talk about a very specific extraterrestrial value. There's a young lady in Houston. She's 34. She's a lawyer. She's looking for a man. And she said the following things on the show. The matchmaker put her in touch with the man, and she was reading out the man's credentials. And the matchmaker says, "Would you like to meet this man? He has a sense of humor." And she said, "No, I hate comedy." And for some reason, I really respect that. I've been in this profession a long time, and I think I understand where she's coming from. She said, "I don't like anyone. I've gone out with the quote-unquote funny guys, and what they thought was funny, I didn't think was funny, and I couldn't understand why everyone around me was laughing." So again, very good values.
Thank you for listening to the Roundup edition from this week's The Last Post. You can subscribe to get all the latest news from this dimension at The Bugle Presents The Last Post, and go to the feed where you can find the full versions of the episodes you heard the highlights of today. The Last Post is a Something Else, Alice Fraser, and Bugle podcast production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at Alliterative. That's Alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. Also, sign up for the full look into my behind-the-scenes life at patreon.com/AliceFraser. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His bedazzled and adoring subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. Use your Sunday restfully or usefully, and I'll talk to you again on Monday.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.